理课堂听 class.com。
Hi, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve.
And I'm Rachel, and thank you for joining us for day two of our article, Borrowed Words. Now, if you joined us yesterday, you learned that the English language has borrowed a lot of words from the French language. In fact, if you speak English fluently or even just a little bit, then you also speak a little bit of French.
That's right, Rachel. And all of this happened at one particular point in history.Back in 1066, when the Norman French invaded England, they brought with them the French language, and that's why English has so many French words.
So, students, we hope you have your magazines open to page 20, and let's begin our reading in the right-hand column, starting in line 6.
Borrowed words.Language experts estimate that English speakers who have never studied French already know 15,000 French words. Between one-third and two-thirds of all English words have French origin. Some words, such as possible and avenue, are the same in French and English. Only the pronunciation changes. Other words, such as ballet or a la carte,retain their French pronunciation in both languages. In French grammar, nouns have either a male or female gender, so adjectives take different forms for each. English has only one adjective that does this, and it came from French. The word blonde describes someone with light-colored hair. Blonde is used for men, and blonde describes women. And they are also nouns.Some French words that entered the English language have taken on completely different meanings. The French phrase à la mode means in style. In English, the phrase means with ice cream. Someone must have decided something eaten with ice cream was in style. Now, as you learn English, you're on your way to learning French.
Okay, friends, the text begins by saying language experts estimate that English speakers who have never studied French already know 15,000 French words. I have a hard time believing that I know so many French words. I can speak French.
Well, we should just go to France and try out our words and see how far we get. Yes, that is a pretty big estimate, but maybe there's more that you know than you realize. Now, let's look first at that word estimate. Now, if you say this word as a verb, if you estimate something, then the sound is estimate. But if you use it as a noun, then we say estimate. Just a little bit of a pronunciation difference.
Okay, and when you estimate something, you are judging the value, the size, the speed, or the cost of something without being exact. It's like a guess. So there are language experts who guess that English speakers who have never studied French, like me, already know 15,000 French words. But Rachel, if that's true, how come I can't understand French movies?
That is a good question, Steve. I was thinking the same exact thing. Well, something happens, obviously, when one word is taken from one language and put into another one. Sometimes the pronunciation changes a bit. So even if the word is the same, we say it in different ways, and that's why I can't understand French movies either.
We're going to talk about that in a moment, why or how some of the pronunciation has changed. But believe it or not, some of the words' pronunciations have not changed. We'll look at that in a moment. Well, between one-third and two-thirds of all English words have French origin. We're talking about the English language. Between one-third and two-thirds of all English words, that's about half of all English words, find their origin in French.
That's amazing. I didn't know it was that high, because I know English borrows words from other languages as well. But it seems like they borrow a significant amount from the French, between one-third and two-thirds. So I guess you could say, like you say, Steve, about half of the words. Now, we need to look at that key word, origin. The origin of something is just its beginning.
The beginning of something, or its root. Where did it come from? Well, the origin of many English words is French, so the English language has a big debt to pay to the French people. Thank you, France, for all of your wonderful words.
That's right. Thank you for expanding our vocabulary. Well, let's move on, students, to line 10, where we read about some words such as possible and avenue are the same in French and English. Well, this is good to know. So if I go to France, I can at least use the words possible and avenue, right?
That's right. And if you're looking at a map and you see the word avenue on your French map, you will recognize the word as meaning a kind of street.
Well, that is good to know. Of course, they may say it a little bit differently, but I think other words, the pronunciation has changed quite a bit. Now, that's what we're going to talk about next. We see that the pronunciation changes, but before we start talking too much about this, let's look at that word pronunciation. And I'm going to use good pronunciation to define this word. Or actually, Steve, I'll let you define it.
I'm glad you said it that way, Rachel. It's the way something is spoken. It's the way something is spoken. It could be a word or the language, referring to a word or language. Right now we're talking about words, we're talking about French words. Some of the pronunciation changes, like avenue and possible. The French people still use those words, but they say them a little differently. Other words, such as ballet or a la carte, retain their French pronunciation in both languages. So when I say those words in English, the French people would understand what I'm saying.
That's right. They would say those words the same way. The pronunciation is the same. Ballet, of course, B-A-L-L-E-T, is a form of dance. Some of you probably enjoy ballet or watching it on television. In English, if you didn't know what that word was, you might say it's ballet. But obviously, the French pronunciation, it sounds a little bit nicer, too. They would say ballet.
Okay, the T is silent. You don't pronounce the T because it's a French word, ballet. The second word or phrase is a la carte. A la carte. I see this often, Rachel, in a restaurant. A la carte. What does that mean?
Well, Steve, when I was in high school, I used to work at an a la carte area where we would sell food items separately. You can buy just one bag of chips or one candy bar or one apple, and you can choose what you want. You don't have to take everything there. You buy the items a la carte.
Okay, so you buy them one by one. That's what a la carte means. And these two words, ballet and a la carte, retain or keep their French pronunciation. So again, when I say these words in English, it's the same way a French person would say them in French.
And you just mentioned one of our keywords from yesterday, retain. Again, that's a great word to learn when we're talking about languages, because when you study the origin of languages, you will realize that a lot of languages do retain words, even when political powers change and different kings are on the thrones. You can't just change what everybody always says. Some words will always be retained.
That's right. Well, this is a lot of fun. I really enjoy studying languages. We hope that you do too. We hope that as you study English, you learn a little bit more about the history of English, that it can become part of you more, and that you can use it on a daily basis. And maybe if you study French, that might even help your English.
That's right. So students, this is a good challenge for you. And I should also mention that there are some great websites out there where you can learn the origins of words. So maybe you can get online and look up some of your favorite words today. Well, students, we need to take a break. But don't worry, we have more to talk about. Don't go away, because we will be right back.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Worldwide. We are talking about the English language and how so many French words became a part of this language. Before the break, we looked at two words in particular, ballet and à la carte. Those are French words, and they are pronounced the same way even today in English.
That's right. I grew up knowing what ballet was, knowing what à la carte was, so I guess I grew up speaking a little bit of French. And according to our author, a lot of English speakers have approximately or an estimate of 15,000 French words in their vocabulary. So that's amazing. Now we're going to move on and talk a little bit about French grammar for a second, student. So we have a little grammar lesson for you. We read in line one that in French grammar, nouns have either a male or female gender, so adjectives take different forms for each. Now, don't turn the TV off. We're going to have a little explanation from our grammar teacher, Steve. Steve, can you explain what this is all about?
Well, first of all, Rachel, you need to know, and friends, you need to know, I am no expert in grammar by any means. Grammar, of course, is the system of rules for speaking and reading a language. And I'm not really an expert on those rules, but I know what gender is. Gender has to do with being male or female, and in certain languages, words are assigned a female or male gender. It helps to organize the language.
So, again, in French, nouns have either a male or female gender, so adjectives, or those describing words, take different forms for each.
Okay, that is very, very confusing if you speak a language that doesn't have this kind of system in it. And those of you who study French or study other languages that have male and female genders, it takes a little time to get your mind wrapped around that or to really think clearly about how each word has a different gender.
I agree, Steve. It's even a little confusing for me. So our author gives us an example. They say that, or she says that English has only one adjective that does this, that has this male and female gender, or that takes different forms, and it comes from French. And what word are we talking about, Steve?
We're talking about the word blonde, blonde, B-L-O-N-D, and it's spelled differently if you're talking about a woman, okay? So blonde without the E is the male gender, and with the E is the female version. Now, of course, blonde is referring to someone's hair color.
Well, you know, Steve, this is very interesting. I grew up with blonde hair. It's a little bit darker now, but I never knew that there were additional spellings. Actually, I always wondered, is it blonde with B-L-O-N-D or is there an E? And I had no idea that it depended on the gender.
Okay, friends, I don't imagine there are many of you with blonde hair. Maybe, though, you dyed your hair. Maybe you dyed it a light color. That's what blonde means. It means light-colored hair. So blonde without the E is used for men, and blonde with the E is used to describe women.
And they are also nouns. Well, I learned something new today as well. Students, let's move on to line 8 now, where we read that some French words that entered the English language have taken on completely different meanings. Well, that's kind of interesting. Now, it's usually we think that the word, if it's borrowed or you borrow a word, it has the same meaning. But some words have completely different meanings.
Well, Rachel, that helps explain why I don't understand French movies. I know the French word that has come into the English language, but perhaps it's taken on a different meaning, so I can't understand what's going on. The French phrase, à la mode, means in style. In English, the phrase means with ice cream. That's a very, very different meaning from in style.
It sure is. The only meaning I knew was with ice cream. So I guess if I were to go to France and I ordered something a la mode, they might look at me like I'm a little strange.
Right. We often in America love to eat ice cream or pie with ice cream. So when you order pie in a restaurant, a la mode, that means with a scoop of ice cream on top.
And that's the best way to eat it. So even though these words take on or have new meanings or completely different meanings, a lot of times the pronunciation is the same. So students, you can't assume that just because one word means one thing in the English language that it's going to mean another thing or the same thing, excuse me, in another language.
Okay, we just learned that with the à la mode example. In English, it means with ice cream. And I guess somebody's decided years ago that if you order something with ice cream, that means you're eating it in style.
Well, that sounds good to me. Ice cream is one of my favorite foods. So students, let's finish our lesson today. And we read that now as you learn English, you're on your way to learning French. And we want to direct your attention to the usage tip where you'll see some other examples of how to say you're on your way. But Steve, what does it mean if you are on your way to do something?
That means you have started the journey. So believe it or not, when you study English, you're studying French. Hey, that's really great. You're studying two languages at the same time. You didn't even know that.
So maybe I could say that I'm a little bilingual because I speak a little bit of French and I didn't even have to study it separately. It's kind of great. It's just in my vocabulary.
Okay. Did you know that you are learning French when you study with us here at Studio Classroom? Well, friends, we have a review skit for you, and then we'll be back with some questions. Don't go away.
Did you know that I know French?
No, you don't know French.
Yes, I do.
Well, if you know French, then say something in French.
All right. It's possible.
All right. If it's possible, say something in French.
Okay. It's possible.
Well, if it's possible, say something in French.
I just did. Possible is a French word.
What? That's impossible. Possible is an English word.
True, but it's also a French word.
What? How is that possible?
It's because more than one-third of English words come from French.
Really? Huh.
Oui, oui. That means yes. In fact, some experts say that over one-third of English words come from French.
Whoa. One-third of English words.
That's almost 15,000 words.
15,000 words are French?
And since I speak English, I also speak French.
Wow. Well, I speak English. I guess I speak French, too. Hey, everybody. I speak French.
It's great.
Estimate. Sean estimated that 1,000 people came to the park on Saturday. Origin. What's the origin of that word? Is it French? Pronunciation. I can't understand you. Your pronunciation isn't clear. Take on. Sylvia can't take on any more projects. She is too busy.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Vicky.
And I'm Ken. Our lesson today mentions an interesting word, blonde. It has two different spellings, one for men and one for women.
That's right. Blonde, B-L-O-N-D, describes men with light-colored hair. And blonde, B-L-O-N-D-E, describes women with light-colored hair. But if we're just describing someone's hair, blonde without the E is normally used.
So, Vicky, you are a blonde, which if I write it, I must add an E at the end of the word?
That's right, because I'm a woman. But if you're referring to my hair, you will say Vicky has blonde hair using blonde, B-L-O-N-D.
I see. 金发叫做 blonde, B-L-O-N-D, 这是个形容词, 比如说 Vicky has blonde hair, Vicky 有金色的头发, 但是当我们形容一个有金发的人, 就要注意他的性别了, 男生用 blonde, B-L-O-N-D, 女生呢, 要用 blonde, B-L-O-N-D-E, 比如说 Vicky is a blonde, 这个时候 blonde 后面就要加一个E. What about someone with black hair?
Well, we have a word that describes someone with dark hair, which includes both brown and black hair, and that is a brunette, B-R-U-N-E-T.
And that is an adjective?
Well, that's the tricky part, Ken. Brunette can be either an adjective or a noun. When used as a noun, it refers to a dark-haired male. And a dark-haired female is a brunette spelled B-R-U-N-E-T-T-E.
Interesting. 深色头发的人也是一样。如果是男生要用 brunette, B-R-U-N-E-T, I'm a brunette。而女生呢要用 brunette, 同样的发音但是拼法是 B-R-U-N-E-T-T-E。Okay, what about someone with white hair?
Well, that's an interesting one. I know you say 白头发 in Chinese, but in English, we seldom say white hair. Instead, we would use gray hair.
白头发在英文不叫做 white hair, 而会用 gray hair, 灰色的头发来表示。
And now it's time for us to visit Michelle for today's language tips.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle. 首先我们看 origin 这个名词。Origin 是指来源或起源。例如 ,the documentary is about the origin of this rare custom. 这部纪录片讨论这个罕见风俗的起源。或者是 ,many French words are of Latin origin. 许多法文字的字的字源是拉丁文。Origin 也指一个人的出身。例如 ,even though he's rich and famous, he never forgets his humble origin. 即使他既富有又有名,他从来没有忘记自己卑微的出身。接下来我们看的是 pronunciation 这个名词。注意 ,u 在这里是发 a 的音,念成 pronunciation。pronunciation 是指发音,例如 ,there are two pronunciations of this word. 这个字有两种发音。或者是 Nina's pronunciation has improved a lot. Nina 发音方面有很大的进步。她的动词是 pronounce, P-R-O-N-O-U-N-C-E. 注意 O-U 是发 O 的音，念成 pronounce. 例如 ,the word pronunciation is pronounced differently when it's used as a verb. 这个字当动词时发音不同。最后我们看的是 take on, 这个动词片语。Take on 是指呈现或者是具有某种特质。例如 ,words can take on different meanings as people use them in new ways. 用法不同的时候字汇常常都会有不同的意义。或者是 ,her face took on a worried expression after hearing the news. 听到消息之后她的脸上呈现出忧虑的神情。And that concludes our language tips today. Take care and bye-bye.
Thanks, Michelle. Okay, students, I have a review question for you. According to the article, what are two words that are pronounced the same in both French and English? A. Possible and avenue. B. Origin and estimate. Or C. Ballet and a la carte. Ooh, Steve, this is a good question. What are the two words?
It is a good question because all of those words were in today's article, but I think the answer is C.Ballet and a la carte. Okay, that's how you say it in French, by the way, and English. Number two, in French, a la mode means A, having blonde hair, B, in style, or C, served with ice cream. Rachel?
Well, in French, a la mode means B, in style. And students, we hope you enjoyed today's lesson and that you'll join us next time. Now it's time for today's musical skit with Black Pearl.
Borrowed Word.By Ruth Delvin.
There's more French and English than you might think.
Borrowed words.
There's more French and English than you might think.
Did you ever wonder why English has
one word
for some animals and different
one for their meat?
English uses pigs and pork.
The Norman French invaded England and put a French king on the English throne.
The French not only changed
the government,
but they also changed
the language.
Borrowed words.
English language retain the word pig and cow from the native Anglo-Saxon. The Norman French added 10,000 French words to the English language. Here we go. Estimate origin, pronunciation. Take on. Estimate origin, pronunciation. Take on. That's right, take it on in the classroom. In the studio classroom, that is, worldwide. With your French lady, au revoir.